Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today is Tuesday, May 13th. I'm Megan Lynch. A South City neighborhood turned chaotic Sunday night as drivers recklessly dragged and raced their cars. Now residents are reacting to how police handled the situation.
I spoke to Tony Denger, who lives around the corner from Leona and Holly Hills. He's also a former St. Louis City police officer. He tells me that, in his opinion, there's not enough of a police presence out in South City to deter these kinds of crimes, with usually between one and three patrol cars making their rounds. He says sometimes when an incident occurs, none of those patrol cars are in the local area.
Assaults, the shootings, the homicides, the accidents, you get a good one of those, and it'll pull all three of those cars off the street.
I spoke to Ray Dubsky, who lives around the block. He would like to see vehicles impounded if it's worth the risk.
Well, obviously, if they can impound their cars, that would have a big effect on them. But as far as chasing them, I don't know that it's worth the risk.
Another resident I spoke to is happy to see the cars just spike stripped, saying he's concerned for the safety of others while they continue to drive on the road. At the corner of Leona and Holly Hills, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
I'm Maria Kina.
If you cannot field an adequate police department to deal with 100 people who did an orchestrated attack on a neighborhood.
That's the St. Louis Police Association attorney Jane Duker reacting to Sunday night's slideshow in the Carondelet neighborhood.
That didn't happen on its own, okay? So you're telling me the intelligence didn't know, the real-time crime center, did they not see this coalescing? I mean, come on.
Duker tells our sister station 97.1, the bottom line is St. Louis police did not have enough officers to respond.
They had two people who were trying to throw out strips. They keep explaining, they keep enabling the lack of appropriate response.
Duker says the criminals are more organized than St. Louis police.
Last week, Missouri House Republicans blindsided Democrats in their chamber and the entire Senate by letting a major budget bill for construction projects die on the House floor. House Bill 19 included more than $500 million in funding for housing initiatives, community health centers, and many other projects, but they were not included in the final budget passed by Friday's deadline for action on spending bills. Republican Senator Lincoln Huff from Springfield shared his anger about this during Senate floor action Monday.
Our counterparts on the other side of the building didn't even get together to have a conversation as a caucus or as an entire body on the floor have a conversation about, do we think that project is important? Didn't even bring it up.
Approved budget bills included full funding for public schools and a state employee pay raise. Illinois lawmakers are attempting to create a state board that would keep prescription drugs affordable as federal cuts are being made to health care programs. WBBM's Brandon Isom reports.
The Prescription Drug Affordability Board would have the authority to review and limit prices on prescription medications, an effort by progressive lawmakers to put patients first by reining in corporate price gouging on prescription drugs.
And we know that some seniors are already making really difficult choices to forego medications at times.
State Representative Katie Stewart joining a virtual town hall and telling concerned Illinoisans that she is doing what she can in Springfield to limit the impact of federal cuts to health care programs. Renee Habeck is former law project head at the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless.
You see how people's lives become ruined because they cannot get access to health, both mental health and physical health, shall we say.
Creation of the Prescription Drug Affordability Board relies on passage of proposed state legislation HB 1443 SB 66.
St. Charles County voters overwhelmingly approve a marijuana tax on dispensaries, but an appellate court ruled counties can't stack that tax on top of city or municipal taxes. That ruling stemmed from a lawsuit in St. Louis County. Today, the Missouri Supreme Court will hear oral arguments. St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman is hoping the high court will clarify the matter in their favor.
Because it is in litigation, we have not spent any of the money that has been collected, and neither has St. Louis County. So the money is basically in limbo right now. And that's another question the courts will have to decide. I mean, what do we do with that money? Do we somehow send it back to the people who've already paid it? We have not been collecting it.
Ellman says the property taxpayers, not the marijuana users, are the ones who deserve a tax break.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.